Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Speaking of legal decisions, a major legal and political fight is unfolding this weekend after a liberal Douglas County judge temporarily blocked enforcement of the Help Not Harm Act, a law passed by supermajorities in the legislature that restricts gender transition medical treatments, get this, for minors, including puberty blockers and hormone therapies. The ruling immediately sparked accusations of judicial activism and renewed debate over the role of judges, elections, and whether courts are overriding the policy decisions of elected lawmakers. With us now is Brittany Jones from Kansas Family Voice. Brittany, thank you for joining us. A pleasure to have you on the show again.
Thank you for having me, John, to talk about this delightful topic.
Yeah, I mean, again, you got one judge in, of course, Lawrence, who just, you know, decides that he's smarter than the supermajorities in both chambers. And we're talking about the Help Not Harm Act. It's about protecting children from life-altering medical decisions at a young age. I mean, they want to, you know, cut off a body part. And somehow this activist judge in Lawrence thinks he's smarter than, you know, the elected supermajorities in both chambers.
Well, and what's most upsetting is that he completely rejected all of our experts and instead relied on the discredited WPATH and endocrine societies. We have so much research showing how political and ideological these societies are, and he relied on those groups rather than the qualified individuals that were brought into court, including detransitioner Chloe Cole, completely discredited her, sidelined all of her statements just because she's not from the state of Kansas. And it was an upsetting opinion to read, but this is the same judge that the Kansas Senate rejected putting on the Court of Appeals. And now he's asking to be put on the Supreme Court under the current judicial selection method. And it is just very concerning and should concern every Kansan that these are the kind of judges that are put on the court in the current system. And they need to get out and vote in August.
This, I didn't know that. So is he one of the ones that the commission?
He's one of the ones.
Oh my God.
And that's what people keep saying. This is a district court. It has nothing to do with the Supreme Court. I'm like, but this is the guy that wants to be on the Supreme Court that Laura Kelly could put on the Supreme Court, and you would have nothing to say about it.
Right. And see, this is a perfect example. And again, I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing about it. It's the first time I'm sure our listeners are hearing about it. If he had to campaign, if he had to go around and do town halls and answer questions, we might find out about his judicial activism. But because of this cloistered process that goes through, you know, five lawyers sitting on a closeted, smoke-filled room, we don't hear anything about this stuff.
Yeah, so you have these super voters, and, you know, just to be honest, I'm one of the super voters, but I'm a small minority of conservatives of the super voters who get to select these guys. And they're not well vetted. They're not, the people don't know what their judicial philosophies are. It's real easy to go before a panel of your judicial friends.
Who are likely to come before you, by the way. That's, I mean, this is literally the foxes guarding the hen house.
Yes, it's the attorneys choosing their own judges and justices, which is just, and I don't know in what world we thought this was a good idea, but it's this whole trust the expert thing. And yes, the law is specialized. I get all of those things. However, the people of Kansas are smart enough to know how to pick good justices.
Right. Well, we've been picking judges down here in Sedgwick County. I mean, other than Kevin Smith, well, I think we missed on that one. But, you know, other than that one.
I love Judge Smith.
I do, too. But if I don't give him a hard time, I mean, he harasses me every time I see him. Exactly. Someone has to.
But, he's a fellow region alum, so we support each other.
Yeah. I mean, it's, if I didn't give him a hard time, he wouldn't know I loved him. But seriously, I mean, if we're smart enough to pick our president, our district court judges, our congressmen, our senators, but all of a sudden we're not smart enough to pick Supreme Court justices, apparently.
And we did for 100 years. That's what people forget. The first 100 years of our state, this is how we select our justices. And now, changing the judicial selection process doesn't guarantee any sort of outcome.
No.
But it does guarantee fairness. It guarantees the people an opportunity to hold these people accountable if they make rulings that are not consistent with the Constitution and the law. And that's exactly what this judge did. If you look at there's hardly any law in this opinion. I've read most of it. It's 117 pages, so it's very lengthy. But there isn't a lot of law in there. He ignores the U.S. Supreme Court opinion that's directly on point in this case. And he kind of just relies on these other, it's an expert relying on other experts, as opposed to relying on the law, relying on our state constitution, or even the history of our constitution, and making up law out of whole cloth.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So, looking ahead, what happens next? Is this likely headed towards the higher courts? And then, of course, what could broader implications for Kansas law and future legislation be?
Absolutely. So, we knew when the state Supreme Court had its ruling in Hodes in 2019 and created this fundamental right to bodily autonomy, that it would create issues in other areas of law, and we're seeing that come to fruition. The Attorney General has already said he will appeal the decision, and so it will move to the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court. Now, all of those things take a while in Kansas. cases are known to move slowly, especially on monumental issues like this. But I know the attorneys on this case are working diligently to make sure that our Constitution is respected.
It's just the whole thing is sad. And in the meantime, you've got children that are being affected here. And that's the sad part is, you know, children that are frankly being influenced negatively here and could be making life altering decisions to their bodies. Things you can't undo, or not easily at least undo these.
Yeah, and I think that if anyone takes time to listen to stories like Chloe Cole's and other new transitioners of how their lives are fundamentally changed, the potential loss of being able to bear children and all sorts of things that they were too young to consider. And, you know, I've heard a lot of individuals testify at the legislature who are transgender or have gone through some of these procedures. And I'll just tell you, it's heartbreaking. You're looking at children who they need help. They need, and they're crying out for help, and they need real help. They don't need to medically alter their bodies. They need people to come in and show them how to embrace how God made them, to show them how to love who they are and how they were made, as opposed to trying to change them, mutilating their bodies, taking away all sorts of functions that they don't even know how to consider yet.
Correct.
And the people that are allowing this to happen need to be held accountable.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. If folks want information, if they want to find out more about Kansas Family Voice, they can find it at kansasfamilyvoice.com, correct?
That's correct. And follow us on Instagram, X, and Facebook.
Brittany, I know you've got events coming up later this year. We'll make sure to follow up with you and keep you on. We'll have you on the show again soon.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.